It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody who was like a legitimate, lead by example veteran who was respected around the league.
Kind of like Jimmy Butler with the Golden State Warriors, am I right?
I don't know if he was
you said well respected around the league. Actually,
no, but
I was
like David Lee was respected, right? Before the Warriors
absolutely
acquired
consummate
him.
Consummate professional.
And maybe you overpaid for him, right?
Yeah.
But like there's a Giants tax right now that was going on this team. And I think that when I think of David Lee, he's not gonna scream and yell at teammates, but he legitimized the whole operation and was just a good dude. And everybody really liked him. And then other people wanted to play with him, even though you didn't land a zillion free agents. Like, he was a perfect tone setter for the team at that given time. Like, I don't think Matt Chapman is a quote-unquote superstar or anything like that. He's a really good player that leads by example and has legitimized their infield. Fitz and Adamas look great up the middle. Chapman, though, at third, is unbelievable.
He's
unbelievable.
He's insane. And he's been like that since Oakland, since all of his days with Toronto and San Francisco. Like, the guy just gets it done defensively. You know what? Showing up is half the battle. He does that and more when it comes to the defensive side. It's, for him, it's just, can the bat stay hot? And he's going to be a 250 guy, usually 250, 260.
Does he drive the ball?
Gives you the power.
25
and that's
80.
What you're asking.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yep. And by the way, you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Good morning to all of you. We've been talking some Giants, we've been talking some Golden State Warriors, 2-0 over the weekend after starting 0-2, and this team right now is such a conundrum to me, Joe Shasky. Switching back to the Golden State Warriors, as this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the barrier for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. They're frustrating, right? Because you lose that game to start this road trip off in Atlanta. And then it's the Jimmy Butler revenge game in Miami. Everyone's hyping it up. It's a nationally broadcasted game. And then you got no Steph Curry, so it takes a little bit of the wind out of you. Jimmy Butler doesn't really... No one shows up, quite frankly, in that game. No one showed up. It was a huge stinker outside of Gui Santos, I think, showed up in that game. So you're 0-2 to start this crucial road trip that we all thought, after going 6-1 in this past homestand, you know what? We can get greedy here. Oh, Steph's going to be out. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. You know what? We can see what we got with Jonathan Kuminga. Now, all of a sudden, Jonathan Kuminga gets hurt, re-injures the same ankle that kept him out for a few months, a severe sprain. So hopefully it's not that bad that he's going to be out for a few months again. But we'll wait and see, and we'll react to anything. Any news we get in regards to his ankle, we'll give it to you. But no Jonathan Kuminga, and you've got the Grizzlies tomorrow. You got the Lakers after that. You got the Nuggets coming back home, but that's going to be on the back end of a back-to-back. And then you got the Rockets. So these next four games, Joe Shasky, what are you looking for? And how big of a blow really is it without Jonathan Kuminga to be here for these next four games? Let's face it. You might be facing one of these teams in the first round here in a couple weeks. Chances are you are, whether it's the Nuggets, whether it's the Lakers, whether it's the Grizzlies or the Rockets. I don't know. Maybe you can get the seventh seed. You don't want to be there. But you could. You're only a half game up of the Minnesota Timberwolves right now. You could be a play-in team and facing the Rockets. So you want to get a look at them on Sunday.
I just feel really bummed for Jonathan Kuminga. Like, the guy just clearly can't catch a break this year, on or off the floor.
Yeah.
You know, on the floor, it's been a little clunky as of late. And I thought he was turning the corner. Like, I thought New Orleans was a big step in the right direction. He did a lot of little things that the team has been looking for him to do. And then just to get hurt the way that he did. And then I thought it was the butt. And now they're saying it's the ankle again that he re-aggravated.
Ankle soreness, they're calling him.
I mean, that's just, it sucks. And then there's an element that is, look, I'm the biggest Kuminga fan. Or one of the bigger Kuminga fans. But I would be.
What would you say you're, real quick, what do you say you, like, when you say you're a Jonathan Kuminga fan, what are you a fan of in his game?
I just think that the guy is a guy that can actually get to the rim on a team where not a lot of guys get to the rim. Look, there's a point in games when you get.
I just have to ask that because when people say, like, I'm a fan of this person because I'm a fan of Steph Curry because the shooting, I'm a fan of Jimmy Butler because of the playmaking ability and the mentality, right?
I root for young players.
That's fine.
Right? Like, I absolutely root for young
and
players.
I'm not. This isn't a gotcha moment. I'm genuinely curious when you say that.
I root for young players.
Because I think there's a lot of big portion of the fan base that are Jonathan Kuminga fans. They're just waiting and waiting and waiting for this guy to pop off. And we saw it for a little bit. Then he gets hurt. And then he comes back to a whole new team. And then he gets hurt again. So it's like, I feel like we're just going to keep waiting for this guy. And it's to no fault of his own. Like, I hate to use the word injury prone, but you're like bordering on that sort of being a label for him. And that sucks.
I can't dispute it. He's had a really rough year. I mean, he already missed 31 games. Right. So he's just in a tough spot. Like, I view basketball this way. Not everyone should be shooting threes. I don't think we should have just a five out offense of just motion, you know, and everyone's just bombing threes. There needs to be balance on the floor.
You don't like watching the Boston Celtics play? That's what they do.
Yeah, but they also have guys that will take you off the dribble
I'm saying it works for them, but I don't have to like what I like watch.
Drew Holiday is not a guy who's just going to stand on the three-point line and bomb threes.
No, absolutely
right?
not.
Right, they have personnel on their roster that can do a variety of things. And so you need to have multiplicity in scoring. And there's going to be a time where you're not hitting from the outside, and you need to put the ball on the ground and get to the cup, or you need to get out in transition, and you need to get like the game to slow down a little and get to the free throw line. So this is a guy in Jonathan Kuminga on a team where, you know, Buddy doesn't go to the free throw line a lot. Steph doesn't go to the free throw line a lot. Paz doesn't go to the free throw line a lot. Draymond doesn't really go to the free throw line a lot. You need other guys who can score around the rim, who can, you know, be a little more athletic and put pressure on that rim. And you need someone who can stop the clock, allow you to set up your defense. There's too many times when this team is going through a rough patch, they're bombs away from three, and they can't get a stop, and the other team is getting fueled in transition because it's a long rebound, and they're playing catch-up, and they just need to slow things down, right? Now, Jonathan has a long way to go as a player. There's a lot of things that he doesn't do well, but what he does do well, this team really needs. Athleticism, you know, scoring around the rim, dunking. They failed to dunk a lot. Being a midi guy who can operate in the mid range and sag the defense down a little. It just allows a little better spacing when he's on. Defensively, he's a mixed bag. Sometimes he looks good. Sometimes he looks bad, but they don't have a lot of guys who are laterally quick like him. Right, with GP2 out, they needed him as a lateral defender on the perimeter. That's not Pods' strength. That's not Steph's strength. I think Buddy's better than I thought, better than advertised. But like they just don't have a lot of bodies, like legitimate bodies to guard on the wing. So that's what he brings to the table. Now, we can argue about how good he is at those things, right? I have no misgivings that he's a superstar. But I also don't think he's some scrub, and I think that they need him right now. And does the ball hop better when he's off the floor? Yeah, when everyone's hitting. But I watched this team when they weren't hitting and he was off the floor clank a lot of shots, give up a lot of transition buckets, and take a lot of 24-second violations. That's without Jonathan Kuminga. Mm. So there's a middle ground here. There's a happy medium, and it just sucks that the guy's out right now. And you know, I he can't catch a break right now, and I feel for him. Like that's kind of where I'm at.
How big of a blow is this, the Jonathan Kuminga injury? Is it a blow to this team right now? Because I think there's a portion of the fan base that says, you know what? And you don't want to use the term blessing in disguise. That sounds horrible. But it clearly wasn't working great when he was here. And maybe he needs some more time now to be on the bench and learn from that. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to find a silver lining in all this, as we do in sports talk radio or in this medium, trying to find a silver lining with anything when it comes to this team right now. But it's very difficult to find that when I watch Jonathan Kuminga play, because it just feels, like you said, clunky all the time. And you mentioned Gary Payton II. Again, defensively, I'm with you. As GP2 is going to be reevaluated this Thursday, is a partial tear of a ligament in his left thumb. It's not a full tear, so it's just partial, which is great, because if it was a full tear, man, maybe we're talking like a month or a couple months,
yeah.
And that would have been a brutal loss, just given what he's been doing defensively for you. So we'll see. This Thursday, he's going to get reevaluated. Will he play against the Lakers? We shall see. But no Gary Payton, no Jonathan Kuminga, and you're going to be playing Ja Morant tomorrow. That's going to be a difficult assignment for anyone, as he returned against the Lakers over the weekend. And by the way, Taylor Jenkins. I haven't even mentioned that. Taylor Jenkins just fired. Head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Your boy, I know you love some Taylor Jenkins. He gone.
He clearly, they just despise him in the locker room. Let me just ask you straight up. Be sincere here. Do you just not think Jonathan Kuminga is any good at all?
No, I think he shows flashes that he could be really good. And I think he's put together a couple weeks here and there that says, okay, this guy could be a legitimate NBA player. Outside of that, I don't know what I'm getting from him. I think that's where a lot of fans are at.
Well, which is fair, yeah. Which is totally fair. But like this whole thing about,
but I don't
the
know if he can get maximized with this team, with this coach. I don't know if he can get maximized here.
Well, that's a different question.
No, but that's what I'm getting at with him.
Okay,
yeah, I don't know.
Well, I look. There's an overall like individual player arc, and then there's like the Warrior arc, and like to me, the Warrior arc supersedes the individual Jonathan Kuminga conversation. They need him to just be on the floor and to be available at minimum, just to be a 5-6 foul guy in these certain matchups. We view bigs that way. I view perimeter defenders that way now in the modern NBA. You need to have different bodies that you can throw at people to just get in front of them and give other players on this team a blow. The days of throwing Draymond on someone on the perimeter are long gone. And I love Dre. He's going to be a more, I'm guarding guys in the paint. He's not a guy that you throw out onto the perimeter. And so they just need those kind of guys.
No, absolutely. No, I'm with you. They absolutely need him. Definitely come playoff time. I'm not disputing that at all.
To help. I think they need it in the regular season.
Well, yes.
To finish things out.
The last eight games, I would like to see a lot more of him. And it's very frustrating, I'm sure, for Jonathan, given where he's at. And again, I'm not mentioning this just to mention, but the contract has got to be weighing on him too. It's like, man, really all this is happening and I need to play for a contract. I want to show my work
for himself,
the team going
I
forward.
Hear that.
Yes.
But I don't care about the money.
You don't for the team. If I'm mindset of Jonathan Kuminga right now, man, that is weighing on me and I have to get back and I have to show myself and show my worth and prove my worth. And again, you're trying to say, hey, don't try to fit out, don't fit in. That's what LeBron said too. I think it was Luka a couple weeks ago or a month ago now, whenever, how long it's been. And that's what I think is the message when he does, and if he does come back, hey, just try to play your game and don't try to be this Rubik's Cube puzzle, if you will, of trying to fit in every single way. Play your game and let's see if it's the good things could happen, because if you're playing the Lakers in the first round, yeah, I'm scared to death if I have no Gary Payton potentially and then no Jonathan Kuminga or a hampered Jonathan Kuminga and Luka.
Well, yeah.
LeBron.
Yeah, I mean,
and Austin Reeves. Like,
that's why you need him.
Yes, yeah. I am there with you on that.
And also, like, there's reports. Look, let's get into it. There's reports on Friday. Like, what I've kind of been intimating at for multiple weeks now, this thing that, like, some team's just going to throw JK $35 or $40 million is. No, there's no one in the league that has that money.
We'll see.
Malik Monk went through the same problem, and so did Caldwell Pope. Like, everyone thought, Klay Thompson thought he was going to get X, and he got a fraction of X. The salary cap is very penal right now.
You never know, Joe Shasky. That's going to be this summer. There's going to be a lot of names potentially up for grabs in the trades. Kevin Durant got hurt over the weekend. Was that his last game in Phoenix as he rolls his ankle? Hopefully it's not too serious. God, by the way, but prior to the injury, the Phoenix Suns are just... they're so god-awful. They really are horrible. Like, Devin Booker, is he going to ask to be out of there? My God. That's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Don't go anywhere. More Warriors thoughts. A lot of action right now with the Golden State Warriors. A huge four-game stretch approaching, all against Western Conference contenders and teams that they very well may be, Joe Shasky, in the Western Conference Finals. And you're going to have to get through some of these squads if you hope to get there as well. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. That's what's coming up right here on the Morning Roast.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Join the Candy Crush All-Stars tournament now.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play.
Make it to the live final for your chance to win a share of $1 million. Play
hey
Candy
now,
Crush now.
Get your game on. Go play.
Selected level 5 plus 18 plus. In-game event ends 0300 EDT 27 April. Win the in-game event. Receive an invite to the live contest in June in California. Requires U.S. travel. For terms and conditions, visit.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The2.king.com/terms.
Order for Jennifer C.
Is this my double shot, double cream, double froth, double pump, double whip, double sleeve?
Yeah. Can you handle that much caffeine?
Did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Oh, really? That's great.
Seriously, did you know Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, you just said that.
Did you say I just said that?
Yeah, I'm cutting you off.
I can't have any more? Why not?
You earn, we match. Discover Cashback Match.
See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Bring spring to your door with Target Circle 360. Get all you need for Easter hosting, spring get-togethers, and more with unlimited same-day delivery through Target Circle 360. From Easter basket goodies to fresh florals, getting everything the same day is easy. Open the Target app and bring the magic of the season to your door with unlimited same-day delivery through Target Circle 360. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Subscription required. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Stand-up comedian Tom Segura is coming back to the Bay Area with his Come Together tour. He'll be performing at the Paramount Theater in Oakland on November 30th. Get your tickets at LiveNation.com. For a chance to win your way into the show, enter online at 957thegame.com.
Now, in a given series, am I going to expect Buddy Hield to go off every single game? No, I'm not. Can he give me two where he's the difference between a win and a loss? Like, that's the difference between winning series and advancing in the playoffs. Those kind of guys. Guys like Jimmy Butler played with in Miami. Why did Jimmy Butler get all the way to two NBA finals? Yeah, one was in the bubble, sure. But you had role players stepping up in a big, like, we didn't know of a Tyler Hero in his rookie year, right? A Duncan Robinson, some of these players, like the Max Strus's of the world. And Buddy Hield has shown a lot in the regular season. He hasn't really had any playoff moments, maybe a moment with Philadelphia last year, if you can call it that, maybe a quarter. Like, he's going to have an opportunity here, you know, Joe, coming forward here with the absence of Jonathan Kuminga. I look at Moses Moody, 20 points yesterday. Brandon Podziemski, I think he's a guy a lot of people have in the top of their mind. If I can get pods, if I can have that swagger early from Brandon Podziemski, it changes the entire outlook because he's still a young player. I think we need to be careful here when you talk about some of these young guys as the Warriors win 148-106 over the San Antonio Spurs. We're reacting to all of it. We got Do You Believe coming up in 12 minutes. Do you believe this team can go on a title run? It's the fastest growing game show here on the Morning Roast. 888-957-9570. Again, call or text. But we want to hear from you. When we win, and we win big, we want to hear from you. Not with the losses. I want to hear from the wins from the people. 148-106, 888-957-9570. Brandon Podziemski, when his swagger is on, and he's got a lot of it, and he likes to feel himself, and that's okay when things are going well. But when they're going well early, the mindset of this team changes. Does it not?
Mm-hmm. It does. Look, when Podziemski hits shots, the floor opens up for him. His shooting's been really inconsistent, though. Like, it just has, right? And he's going to get a lot of open looks because he's going to play alongside Steph Curry, and he's going to handle the ball a lot. And we know that the Warrior offense is predicated on the pass and the ball movement and things like that. And there are times it just sticks in his hands, and he dribbles a lot. But if he's hitting shots, I do believe that the floor opens up for him. He can get to spots on the court, like in the lane, for example, and get that mid-range almost whenever he wants.
Right.
And I feel like if he hits a couple outside shots, he's way more confident as a driver, finishing offhand, finishing with the left, off the wrong foot, things like that. And I look at him, and it's not about scoring 27 a game. That's not what we're looking for. 12. Like 12, a couple middies, a couple floaters, steady attempts, a couple threes. Like, there's got to be balance on the floor. The other guy that I think is another litmus test, like Moses Moody.
Huge.
If he hits an early three-pointer, everything opens up for him. He's done a really good job with Jimmy Butler off ball, cutting to the rim, baseline side, and ending up on the other block, and then just that quick little putback. He's done a really good job on that. But if he hits a shot here and there from the outside, the whole defense tilts in a different direction.
Again, if you're just joining us, the Warriors are the sixth seed in the Western Conference right now, clinging to that sixth seed. The Minnesota Timberwolves are a half game back. The Clippers are a full game back. And I just seem to think it's going to come back. It's going to come down to the last game at Chase Center. 12:30 on a Sunday. Clippers, Warriors. Winner gets a playoff spot. Loser gets a play-in spot. And again,
I think they have to go 6-2 at minimum.
Absolutely.
At minimum.
And I got the tiebreakers all right here. So for the Warriors, they have the tiebreakers. And again, this is not going to go. The Rockets are 49-26. You're probably not going to catch them. You're not going to catch them. You got the tiebreaker over them. You do not have the tiebreaker over the Denver Nuggets or the Los Angeles Lakers. You do have the tiebreaker over the Memphis Grizzlies currently. But if the Grizzlies, I believe, win tomorrow, then it goes to that secondary tiebreaker. So they'd be splitting that season series.
I'll be
Cliff, but they notes. Do have, but they
you
do
gotta
have,
beat Memphis tomorrow.
Yes, and but they do have a very important tiebreaker over the Minnesota Timberwolves, who again are a half game back, but mm-hmm. really they're like a 1.5 game back, because if they were tied, it would still go to the Golden State Warriors as the sixth spot in the West. So huge 4-game stretch coming up here. Again, I'm talking about this 4-game stretch because they have 8 games remaining. But Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets. I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga is going to be there for any of them, for a couple of them. He's dealing with right ankle soreness. He had to leave yesterday, Joe Shasky. Is it time to ask the uncomfortable question? And I hate even saying it, but we got to ask it. Is this team just better without Jonathan Kuminga? Like, are they just better off without him? Like, huge minute allocation, like worrying about him. Like, they're 18-4 when Jimmy Butler plays. Like, it's Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry. I got those top two guys as my scores. Come playoff time, I'm going to rely on them. And then what can I get from Draymond? What can I get from Moses Moody? What can I get from Brandon Podziemski? Like, and maybe better is strong, but like, do they skip a beat without him? I guess I'm going to ask. Are they going to skip a beat without Jonathan Kuminga here these next couple games? Are you going to notice Jonathan Kuminga's absence tomorrow, for example, against the Memphis Grizzlies?
Like, I think you will if they start missing shots from the outside, and then they become.
But it's not like he wasn't making great. Like I get,
no,
I
but
hear
this
you.
Is where you got to balance the floor out, right? Like when no, like there's a time and a place where you have to balance the floor out, and you have to get to the free throw line. When he left this team in January, Quinn Post hadn't even played a game. Think of how different it is. Like now, you actually have some firepower off the bench. Buddy Hield was an entrenched starter at that point. Was he not?
Yeah.
Right? Like, this team has changed dramatically. So I think they asked him originally, hey, carry the load scoring. And now they're asking him to do something very, very different than what he was doing the minute he left this team. And now they have Jimmy as a facilitator and a scorer and a rebounder. Now they have Quentin Post as a guy who can either start or come off the bench and try to light it up in terms of shooting. Now they have Buddy Hield off the bench as a wild card, right? Like, the way that they play ball and their roster and their rotation, everything has changed. And so I think it's an unfair question, but I think when the ball's hopping and they're hitting shots, of course people are gonna say, oh, it looks better without JK. But what about when they're not hitting shots? What about when they aren't hitting from the outside? What about when they can't stop a nosebleed out on the perimeter? What happens then? Because I've watched this team squander games with JK nowhere to be seen in a uniform. That's not JK's fault. So I don't know, man. I think a lot of people are going to agree with that sentence, though. Are they better without JK? Yeah, they are. Like, I think a lot of people are going to agree with that. I don't think it's even a fair question, but I understand the question.
Steve Kerr, after the game yesterday, talking about the Kuminga injury, calling it a bummer.
Yeah, I saw him at halftime and checked in on him. Such a bummer, you know, just coming back, finding his rhythm, playing well. So hopefully it's nothing too serious.
And I guess JK after the game told Sam Gordon of the San Francisco Chronicle, quote, he's straight. So there you go. So now we know that he feels fine, and hopefully it's nothing too serious. Again, maybe precautionary. You keep him out. You get back home to California. You take on the Lakers. Then you're, again, home at Chase Center. Friday against the Denver Nuggets.
So we were doing some of the math before the show started.
God,
and the boss was going through all the games.
Can I tell you something real quick? I had a weird dream over the weekend about math, and like I was back in like math class in college, and Gary Oldman was my professor, and I didn't study the entire semester, and I was very worried about the midterm.
Continue. Why Gary Oldman?
I don't know.
So bizarre.
It was very strange. The actor, the Academy Award winning actor, Gary Oldman, was my tutor.
So like early go. Gary Oldman or
no,
like current Gary
like
Oldman?
Like current Gary Oldman. So I must have been watching something before you go to sleep, and that's usually what happens. Oh. I was watching a YouTube video or something, like a reel, and there you go.
What is going on here?
A lot. I just did a sideways veer off right there. But you're talking about
White
math.
Lotus, season 4. Joe's class, math.
By the way, Sam Rockwell.
Wasn't Air Force One Gary Oldman.
Sam Rockwell, by the way, speaking of White Lotus. All that guy.
Time character.
Hey, Rick, why are you getting him off the bender, man? Come on,
no,
you gotta be better
that to
than
himself.
That. It's true, but come on. You didn't give him do him any
as
favors.
As someone that has, you know,
thank you.
Went
I
sober
love
for
Lotus.
A very long time, yeah. You know, yes, you could blame others, but you also have to take and accept culpability.
Of course. Yeah, it's ultimately on the individual, but you'd like to be a homie and not put them in those situations. How about that?
Well, I guess what I would counter is you learn that you need to be able to not put yourself in situations with friends you know are going to cross the line.
And that's because I went to the D.A.R.E. program. That's right. I dared to resist peer pressure, yeah. People. How about that?
Now, back to JK.
Huge.
He got injured, what, January 4th?
Yep, Jan 4.
They went 11-10 without Kuminga before Jimmy was traded here. 11-10 without Kuminga before Jimmy. Now, we all know, since Jimmy, they're 17-5, okay?
18-4, right? When he plays.
Yes.
Okay.
17-5. Since the Kuminga return, the team is 5-3. What do you make of these numbers? 11-10 without Kuminga before the injury. Obviously, the Jimmy trade, the team's 17-5 since then. And then 5-3 with Kuminga. Is it even enough data to...
See, that's the thing. I don't think it's enough to, like, we didn't even get 10 games of a sample size. Like, what was the conversation when we got Jonathan Kuminga back? I think a lot of people were worried, like, oh, don't mess with a good thing. And then the Kings game happened, 7 of 10, 18 points. You blow out them, 130-104. It's like, wow, now we got Jonathan Kuminga, sky's the limit. Then 3 of 8 against the Knicks. Then 4 of 11 against the Nuggets in a bad loss, right? Then 2 of 10 against the Milwaukee Bucks, where he did not look good at all. And then he looked decent against the Toronto Raptors in a game where you almost lost them against a really bad Raptors squad. And then back-to-back losses. So it really hasn't looked all that good with JK there. Like, let's just keep it a buck. He hasn't looked great, like, in any of the games outside of the first game back against the Kings in a blowout. So
I would describe it as clunky. And this is, you know,
I just don't think he's been good. I just don't think he's been good. You can say clunky. I just don't think he's been very good.
Okay.
It just is what it is. But that's not me to crush the guy. That's understandable when you've had a couple months off. And again,
but this is where I get kind of frustrated.
Do you believe
I'm not mad
up
at you.
A couple minutes, 888-957-9570.
And I know we're talking about JK.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy Butler's been flying under the radar. And look, Jimmy Butler's been okay. Can we just, like, he's had a couple of moments, a couple of games. He's just been okay. I'm talking about
okay.
Recently.
I mean, the team's looks incredible with him there. 18-4, the proof's in the pudding with Jimmy Butler.
But what I'm saying is that we spend an inordinate amount of time as a fan base breaking down the JK minutes, when to me it's like, is Jimmy going to ever go back to being playoff Jimmy at any point? Because we kind of need him over these last 8 games.
Jimmy's bulletproof right now. You can't touch this guy. He's Luke Cage.
Yeah, I think that's completely ridiculous.
Why?
Like, I'll tell you why. Because he's making $60 million, number one. And number two, if I was doing a flow chart, like, you know how they have a hierarchy within any administration? Like, here's the CEO, and this is who reports to him. And if we were doing that, it would be at the top of the pyramid, boom, Steph Curry. Okay? Right? Obviously. Who's number two? In some order, it's Draymond and Jimmy, or Jimmy and Draymond. Correct?
It's Jimmy. It's 1A to 1B for me. Jimmy's the second best player on this team. It's not even close.
When's he
going to
start playing like it?
Has he not been playing like it on both ends of the floor?
He's been okay.
The offensive end, I'll hear you.
He's been okay.
I've been harping the efficiency hasn't been there offensively. But as a playmaker,
as a ball distributor, and as a defender. I think he's been a great defender.
Yes. I'm not sleeping on that. And as a leader, I think this team needed a kick in the pants. And he's had a lot of accountability from a lot of the young players, I feel like. He's garnered a lot of that accountability when it comes to the Quentin Post, the Moses Moody's, the Brandon Pajemski's. Like, they look to Jimmy, I feel like, and they gravitate towards that guy, Jonathan Kuminga. Again, like, Jimmy, and I hear you, you're looking for playoff Jimmy yet. Playoffs aren't here. We got to wait for that. Now, if he still has these kind of inefficient offensive game come playoff time, yeah, you're going to be hearing about it like, okay, this isn't good enough.
I hear you on that. I like Jimmy a lot.
Proof is in the pudding, though. If I'm Jimmy Butler, I'm sitting down and I'm trying to do negotiations for my contract. Yeah, before you guys got me, you were a 500 team. With me, you're 14 games over.
Sure.
So,
and without Steph Curry.
When I play.
Okay. But without Steph Curry for a couple of games, you literally no-showed.
Okay, but with Steph Curry, you
and
were still
you
a mediocre.
Made this whole thing a lot more difficult.
Sure. With Stephen Curry, you guys are still a 500 team. With me now, I've maximized Steph. I've made Steph a better player. Just look at the numbers for Stephen Curry.
I'm not here to say that Jimmy Butler hasn't been a good Warrior. He has. What I'm saying is that the scrutiny has been flying under the radar. And we've spent this inordinate amount of time obsessing about a guy who's, I think, fifth or sixth most in minutes since his return in Jonathan Kuminga. And I would argue there are at minimum three players that are going to be more impactful to the chances of the Golden State Warriors winning or losing over the next 8 games. And I would throw in Pajemski over Jonathan Kuminga in terms of him playing good basketball. And you can make an argument for Quentin Post. Like, it'd be a wild card spot. Quentin Post, Buddy Hield, or whatever. Because those guys are like swing players. When they play really well, they can catapult themselves into the top four of being most impactful on any given night. And JK is one of those swing players. But I feel like we sit here and we argue and scream and yell, not us, but like a fan base, about is JK even good? Is he holding things back? It's like, dude, guys, this is coming down to Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, right? Like, I need Jimmy to start putting his imprint on these games. That's why he was acquired.
I mean, everyone put their imprint on yesterday's win, so that's one where I just kind of, I'm not going to totally gloss over, but it was a perfect storm, if you will, so I can't really use that one as an example. Now you go back to Friday, Joe Shasky, this is the New Orleans Pelicans, the G League Pelicans, if you will. There was a lot of moments there where I'm like, okay, like, who's stepping up against this G League squad? There's no Zion. There's no Trey Murphy. What's going on? You're down at that. Wait, you're down at the halftime. Wait, you're still losing at points in the third quarter? What is going on? And they finally clamped on the fourth quarter, 28-13. I know it was Friday, so it's all in the back of our minds.
It was driving me insane.
Six 3-point attempts is way too much, by the way, for Jimmy. I get it. Like, 1 of 6 overall. I don't need that for you. Steph Curry. Talking about reverting to the mean, 5 of 16 overall from three-point land for him. That was not good enough. They were chucking out there. And to your point, JK did have a good game there where they needed to calm things down and just get to the line. He did too. 5 of 7 at the line for Jimmy Butler as well.
Butler had some very key layups. Yes. He had some big rebounds. Situationally, I thought he was
7 offensive boards in that game for Jimmy. Shasky,
to your point, I think, though, one point you made, which
do I sound absurd?
No, so I was going to say there was a play last night in the game where Jimmy got a long pass and he was right underneath the basket and he popped it out to Pods. And you could have pump faked once and it's an easy layup. It made no sense to me at all.
Look, because he was trying to feed his guy, trying to give him confidence. Look, he said, I could do this easy one, but I'm going to be a team player. I'm going to
I would pivot. I would say,
not alpha.
But
No, that is alpha. That's next level alpha.
Seeing
3 or 4 plays down the line. All right? He's trying to get the confidence because he knows Brandon Podziemski is going to be the difference between winning a game or losing a game come playoff time. I need him feeling good. I'm going to feed the hot hand.
I'm going to let you know this right now about me and my basketball principles. If you have a guy like Jimmy Butler underneath the rim, okay, and it's not the end of the game where you desperately need a 3 to tie or whatever, you shoot the layup over the wide open 3. I don't care who it is out there. I'm sorry. Like, that is my basketball principles, okay? So let's just, I'm so with Carter on this one. The other part of this is, like, there's no doubt about it that Jimmy Butler's been really good. What I'm saying is that we've got, like, a big game against Memphis tomorrow is a great example. You know, yesterday, it's the Spurs. You're going through the motions. It wasn't a game that I needed him to flex
his
muscle.
Game was over in the first quarter. Let's just call it what it is. Game was over.
Sure. But, like, I thought New Orleans situationally, he did crank it up and turn it on. And I was like, all right, good. This is what we need. And what was the big takeaway coming out of that game? From just Warrior fans in general. Oh, Jonathan Kuminga, couple of rebounds. Guys, this team is coming or going, whether it's about Steph and Butler and Dre. Of course they need the role players to step up and you know, play above and beyond. They need a Pods moment. They're going to need Moses Moody a lot. They're going to need my guy, Quentin Post, a lot. But if we're riding or dying on the 22 minutes of Jonathan Kuminga out on the floor, like, I think we've got bigger problems.
No, I would totally agree with that.
I think we got bigger problems.
Well, that just goes to the viability of this team come, you know, playoff time. For me, that's why I'm still skeptical. I think a lot of fans are, you know, saying, hey, we got Steph, we got Jimmy, we got Draymond, we got a chance. And that may be true, but when you rely on some of these guys that really haven't proven themselves come playoff time, let's call it what it is. Has Jonathan Kuminga proven himself as a playoff-ready player? No, he has not. Has Moses Moody proven himself as a game-in and game-out playoff-caliber player? Guy Santos, Quentin Post, Brandon Podziemski, you're relying on a lot of unproven commodities here, a lot of young commodities going forward. That's going to be very, very difficult when these guys all of a sudden step out on the court, Joe Shasky, and they see LeBron, Luka, they see Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they see some of the Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, players that have been there and done that. Yeah, you get intimidated, and yeah.
You're talking about the others. Like, no. We've got Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy. Like, right. I'm not looking down the bench of the Lakers.
Are those three alone good enough to win you, like, multiple series?
That's why they were acquired. Yeah, They got Jimmy to get you in there.
It's a total team effort, by the way.
Of course.
And real quick, we're up against it. I want to get to Do You Believe, 888-957-9570. Do you believe, we play this after every single game, win or loss, do you believe this team could make a deep run? Do you believe they could win it all? 888-957-9570, as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And it's been a righteous morning here on the Morning Roast. Do you believe?
It's time to play Top Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title?
Thank you, Steve Sohn, voiceover guy. It is time to play Do You Believe? I need to find my microphone here.
I got it.
Right here. It's this remote. Do you believe? And we got a lot of phone calls, Joe Shasky, to get to. We got Mr. D. We got Dave. We got Ben in Berserkly. Let's start off with Dave in SF.
What's up, Dave?
Come on down. You're on the Morning Roast.
Come on down.
Do you believe, Dave, the Golden State Warriors could go on a deep run?
I believe they can go on a deep run, but one thing I don't believe in is Jonathan Kuminga. It's been 4 years. When somebody shows you who they are, you have to believe that, right?
Wow. That's a walk-off right there from Dave in San Francisco. Joe Shasky, has Jonathan Kuminga showed us who he is, I would ask you? Has he shown us who he is as a player 4 or 5 years down the line? He's only 22 years old.
I don't know if he's showed us who he is. I know what he is right now, right? He's a guy that I could throw out on somebody on the perimeter, and he can look great on one possession and completely lost on another one. He's a guy that when he dedicates himself to rebounding like he did Friday night, boy, he looked really good. Mm. He just doesn't do it enough. I don't know. I'm not even going to talk offense. I'm just talking defense right now.
He has become...
He's been a mixed bag.
In a way... Not the same player, not like for like the same. Kind of how we viewed Andrew Wiggins. He's a confounding player. He is a conundrum at times.
Okay.
And he's going to drive a fan base a little bit crazy. The difference is he's not getting starter minutes like Andrew Wiggins was. And Andrew Wiggins was not Draymond, was not Steph Curry, and he was the guy that's going to get picked on.
I would argue Kuminga's already been more scrutinized throughout his career than Wiggins has ever been. In terms of his Warrior, by Warrior fans, not nationally.
Let's go to Mr. D in San Francisco. We're playing Do You Believe, 888-957-9570. That's the number to call. Huge win last night, Mr. D. Do you believe in this Golden State Warriors squad?
Absolutely. I believe that they could go on a deep run. But I'm going to tell you, I don't think we've had the opportunity to really evaluate what Kuminga can do. I remember in the not-so-distant past, we had another guy with an ankle injury. And, you know, they took a chance on him. They got him on the cheap. And, you know, why can't we do the same thing? Why can't Steph take him under his wing and say, look, man, get this shoe, get this brace, you know, to help that ankle? Because, you know, we haven't seen enough of him. So, and I'm going to tell you something else. Jimmy Butler is an old guy, man. He's not going to be – we need somebody else that can put some pressure on the rim. So when Butler's out, we need Kuminga to put pressure on the rim. Mm-hmm. We don't have anybody else that does that. And nobody's really talking about that, but I think that should – He's not Steph. But, look, we should take a chance on him.
That's Mr. D in San Francisco. We're playing Do You Believe in the Golden State Warriors, 888-957-9570. Take a chance on me. Jimmy in Dublin. We're going to take a chance on you, Jimmy in Dublin. Do you believe in this Golden State Warriors squad in a blowout win over the San Antonio Spurs? They started out 0-2 on this road trip, Jimmy. Now they're 2-2. Big game tomorrow in Memphis. What you got?
How you guys doing?
Stupendous. Stupendous.
All right, good to hear. No, I don't believe, man. Let me tell you why, man. I mean, the West is super deep for one, right? Mm-hmm. And then I keep seeing these flawed numbers where it's saying I think I saw some where the Warriors are 19-2, and you know in the 21 games that Jimmy Butler and Curry have played together. But if you really do an in-depth breakdown and look at the schedule. They beat three teams that would be in the playoffs without the play-in. And that's a stumbling Milwaukee, that's Houston, and that's the Knicks. Everybody else is subpar. at the best. Portland, you know, the Bulls, you know, teams like Sacramento. I mean, teams like that, man. And like the previous caller just said, Jimmy Butler is not the complete answer. They need a healthy Kuminga. I think they need a legit big when you're going up against, you know, the teams like OKC.
Yep.
And Denver. Mm-hmm. I mean, Quentin Post and Draymond is not going to be able to guard Jokic.
No.
You know, or even when they go against who's going to guard the big on Houston? That guy gets buckets, man.
Hey, look, Alperen Şengün, your reference. Hey, look, Jimmy in Dublin, thank you.
Jimmy's right.
He's a non-believer, Joe Shasky.
Look, if you told me they were in a one-game scenario against the Dallas Mavericks and I knew Anthony Davis was healthy, I'd be petrified.
And Klay Thompson revenge game?
I'm not joking.
I know you're
not.
I'm not
joking.
No, it sounds insane.
At all.
Well, I don't... How could you be confident in anything? Again, I keep referencing this as if winning a play-in game is a shoe-in. They've never won a play-in game, ever.
Well, forget that aspect.
They've never won a play-in game.
Yeah, but I have enough data watching this team, like OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, Naz Reid for years has given them problems. I'm talking about recently, though. Okongwu, like, how many guys in a row, Aaron Gordon, have absolutely destroyed them who are big athletic? Anthony Davis is better than almost every single one of those guys that I referenced.
Again, we talk about when healthy. When Anthony Davis is healthy,
he's one of the best players.
He's a top five player on both ends of the floor.
And you have failed to even slow him down a little on both ends of the floor because he sags off of Draymond. He guards Draymond, sags off, and is basically a help defender and just has 2 feet in the paint the whole time.
The age aspect, I think it was Jimmy in Dublin, it might have been Mr. D, of one Jimmy Butler. Is that concerning at all to you, Joe Shasky? Because I do think that is a slept on aspect in all of this. When we're talking about do you believe in the age of these three core guys and that they can get it done through four series, if that's what you're going to do, get all the way through to the finals? Like, 35 years and older in all these guys, it's a lot of wear and tear, a lot of playoff minutes, and it's going to be a lot of usage rate for those guys. And trying to scatter those minutes between Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry, we got to get there. I understand that.
I think the harder part is getting there.
That's it.
To me, is the harder part. And then what's the path of how you get there? Because if you have to play via the play-in, you have no shot.
Wow.
If you have to go in through the play-in, waste all your energy.
Real quick, what if I told you you get the play-in, but you play the Rockets in the first round?
Well, you better finish them off quickly.
Would you take that or a playoff spot and you're playing the Nuggets in the first round? If I gave you both of those situations, what would you rather have?
I'd take the Rockets. But here's the problem in that scenario.
It's a risk. There's a risk, absolutely.
You got the goonery, too. Like, you're playing Dylan Brooks, and he's going to do something very weird.
And Udoka might try to fight you.
Exactly. Yes. It's baked into the whole equation of playing the Rockets is Dylan's going to do some Dylan stuff.
And
Draymond gets triggered against them.
And Fred VanVleet come playoff time against the Warriors. I'm kidding. Ben is in Berserkly, wants to join in the conversation. We're playing Do You Believe in the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570. Big win last night. Ben in Berkeley. Do you believe in the Warriors?
I do believe in the Warriors. I believe they can outscore anybody, but they don't have to play defense. We're going to have to see some games like we used to see on video games back in the day, 180 to 175. But I think Steve Kerr needs to go get Gary Oldman and our boy over at Florida, Todd Golden, to be motivational speakers for the Warriors, especially when Gary Oldman was in True Romance in The Professional. And he says, sit down, boy. We got everything here from a diddle-eyed Joe to Dan Devine.
Getting very much trouble there.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Ben in Berkeley. Thank you there. And that was Do You Believe, as I
yesterday
put my mic down.
The NBA, three different teams scored over 145.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. It was the Warriors, the Hawks, and let me check.
First time since 71 that's happened on the same day.
Yep. I mentioned that earlier. Were you not listening?
I'm repeating it.
Oh, okay. Because
he was saying 175 to 180.
175 to 180. By the way, there's a lot of interesting nuggets that happened over the weekend.
Number.
The Pittsburgh Pirates had three walk-off losses in a row, was it?
Yeah.
First time in over 100 since 1924.
To start your season off.
When the Pittsburgh Pirates also did that. 100 years
That's
ago.
Incredible.
That's just...
It's even worse because it was against the Marlins.
Oh, no. Where's my guru drop? I'm sorry, Goo. Like, that's tough. That's tough. You gotta have more hope than that. You're a Pirates fan. That was Do You Believe? So, people still believe in. Ben and Berkeley sounds very similar, by the way, to a caller we used to have out in Alameda. I think it was Mike in Alameda. He'd call in all the time trolling the James Wiseman pick. I swear to God, it'd be every weekend or every other day. He'd call in. He's like, yo, James Wiseman, you know, this guy, this Kevin Garnett some compared to. His cadence is very similar. I don't know if it's the same guy, but I have an ear for this, Joe Shasky, as a producer. Okay. I have an ear for certain callers that you just pick up on. Uh-huh. Don't know if it's the same guy. Maybe he's a cousin. But, he says Gary Oldman for motivational speaking. I'm not sure about that one. By the way, if you missed it, I had a dream about Gary Oldman over the weekend. That's why he brought that up. That he was my math teacher in college.
You
need
to upgrade your dream.
Stop! Well, it was a weird dream. I don't know what to tell you, all right? I have weird dreams, all right? When you have multiple kids, like, you don't really sleep a lot. When you do sleep, you have some weird dreams.
So, okay, full disclosure. I smoked weed for a long time.
Okay.
Long time.
Great. Where is this going?
All day, every day. Like, I'm talking like wake up, fire up, let's go.
Wake up.
Long, long time. And when I weaned off of it, sleeping was really hard. Really hard. I had some of the craziest dreams for about a 6-month stretch when I first stopped smoking. And I'm telling you, your boy would wake up. Cold sweats, like out of the movies, pop up like the Undertaker. What? It was like my brain was telling me that I had not really truly dreamt in years because of all the clouds and the smoke.
Sure, no, absolutely.
I swear to you, my dreams were messed up for a long, 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 long time. But I didn't have a Gary Oldman dream.
No, you didn't have Gary Oldman. Again, I probably watched a reel or something or an interview that he had before then. Gary Oldman, a tremendous actor, by the way. He was played the Prime Minister. Who's my guy out in England? Winston Churchill he played. It was really good. And obviously, I think Fifth Element's his greatest role of all time is the bad guy
Fifth
there.
Fifth Element's.
It's all time. Multi-pass.
Now, but on this note, like the one thing that gets me on these dreams is when you wake up. No,
Inception,
no, no.
Right? Do you have ever had vivid dreams, by the way, where you like...
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
the Inception remember. Thing where you were, no, but like you can like do things in them and you're cognizant
so
that you are
where
dreaming.
I'm going at. There's a
lucid, not vivid,
set
lucid
of dreams that
lucid.
I've had where I'm about to die, okay? And a little more goes every single time. And I have almost the same, this is going back multiple years, the same exact dream, but there's a new nuance at the very end. And then I wake up.
Like when you're dreaming, if you had a lucid dream about this Golden State Warriors squad right now, Joe Shasky, and you were the coach.
Yeah.
So you got to be the coach. Like, what would you be doing right now to get this team back where they need to be? They're 2-2. The last four, they've been playing a little bit better, albeit against some scrubbini teams, as Steiny likes to say. This next four-game stretch here is going to tell you a lot about this team and their chances heading into the playoffs or the play-in. So if you had a lucid dream right now and you were Steve Kerr, you were Coach Shasky right now, is there anything that you would change? Lineups?
So
plays? I know you love your substitution patterns because you printed out like 18 pages.
Well, yeah,
Sam
I do. I'm obsessed over
them. You're obsessed with the substitutions
it's about
right
combinations.
Now.
So like right now, everybody's talking about Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga, right? The overlapping minutes for the two of them when they're on the floor. It's a minus 28 when they're on the floor. He's been back 8 games. He got hurt in this one, so it's skewed the numbers. Steph missed some games. How many total minutes with JK and Butler on the floor in those 8 games? Would you guess?
How many total minutes JK and Butler on the floor together, not game minutes mm-hmm. combined? How many? 8. 40?
It's about 9 minutes a game. We're at 78 minutes total.
Okay, so I thought, I even shortchanged it there. Okay, all right.
Okay,
so
we're not talking about we're not talking about a large sample size.
No, I thought he was even less. Okay.
So we're not talking about a lot. Now, it was skewed because Steph Curry missed 2 games. And JK,
so you had to.
Yes. JK, by design, is going to play more minutes, and Butler and him, and they're going to change all their lineups. My point is I don't even think we've had a taste of what it could look
no.
like.
No. That's why I said 40. I was like, I feel like I haven't even seen that much of these guys together.
So I think anybody who's rushing to make determinations one way or the other, I just don't think it's enough. I don't think it's enough data. That's just for me. Now, in this last game.
Take that for data.
They started Curry, Pods, Moody, Butler, Draymond. Moody essentially was the 4 in this one, you know, whether it's offensively or whatever. And Butler is your 3. Castle was guarding Steph Curry to start the game. They put one of their bigger, stronger, most athletic players who's I think he's an absolute stud.
Guy has like fourth.
Stud.
He's like fourth in the NBA in dunks.
Guys, he's stud.
He's sweet.
He's so good.
And he played Steph last time they played. They're talking about the highlight. How good of a job he did last time in a win, because they haven't seen each other in months, right? Mm-mm. The Spurs. And Stephon Castle did a hell of a job on Stephen Curry. Obviously, no Jimmy Butler then, but continue.
Well, the point is that I don't think they made their first sub until, let's see, the 6 minute mark, and it was Guy Santos and Buddy Hield. Those were your first subs. Guy Santos and Buddy Hield. It's not even JK.
No.
So everyone's like screaming and yelling, and we're talking about JK. He's not even the first guy off the bench right now. When did he come in? Sub. Kuminga came in a minute later at 5:38 for Jimmy Butler. He's basically getting swapped for Jimmy.
Yeah.
We're talking about a backup player right now.
Yeah, you know, he is a backup. He is. But he's like a super backup, where a lot of people seem to think, given a certain series,
okay,
this guy could be closing. Like, and being a closing line, he's going to be important. So that's why it's baked into these conversations. Like, he's not a guy you could pick on defensively, is what I'm saying. Maybe he has some mental lapses here and there, but physically, you cannot pick on this guy like you can potentially with a Pajemski. And then they see some of the flashy plays, and we keep thinking about this as a fan. Again, we're just going to a fan mindset. It's like, man, we need this guy against an Oklahoma City or against the Rockets or... Like, we need him.
I view him right now on this team.
I don't know if you do. I don't know if you need him.
Like, yeah, you're going to need him. You're absolutely going to need him. Because, look, there's going to be a lineup where you're going to have out there, and Pajemski just can't stay in front of anyone. And whatever his playmaking ability is, you are going to need that body out there to be able to match up. Like it works in the regular season to go Curry, Pods, Moody, Butler, Draymond. Against certain matchups, maybe it's Quinn Post, maybe it's Kuminga, maybe it's Moody in the two slot. Like, I don't think that they're going to have Draymond Green as the small ball five the rest of the season, nor the rest of the playoffs. I think they're going to go matchup dependent. And that's every player on this team not named Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph.
Steve Kerr after the game yesterday, everyone feels good with that game and heading in to Memphis.
Yeah, and everybody feels good, you know, and you get a night where nobody plays more than, you know, 25, 26 minutes. That's very helpful. Big game coming against Memphis, so we'll be well-rested and in rhythm for that. Yeah, so big stretch coming.
Huge stretch coming here. We mentioned those four teams that are ahead of them in the Western Conference standings starting tomorrow in Memphis, and you get all that coverage right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. The Jonathan Kuminga conversation is going to be there. It's going to be there, and it's going to be there, and it's going to be there. The Jimmy Butler one is interesting to me, though, right now, Joe Shasky, because you're not quite calling him out, but you're waiting to see true playoff Jimmy. I don't think we've had a true playoff Jimmy. I'm here. I'm back. Hey, get on my back. I will carry us to the promised land type of a game. And you're waiting to see that because that does change the mindset of me. Like, if we saw that a couple times heading into the play-in or playoffs, yeah, that changes how I calibrate and view this team going forward. Like, are fans satisfied with Jimmy Butler so far? Like, how can you not be record-wise?
Of course.
No. But as a player, from what you've seen, like, has he given you enough of a sample size to say this is a championship team? 888-957-9570. Or is championship too strong?
I would say this. Look, I've been so excited with what Jimmy's brought to the table. That being said, I do want him to be a little more aggressive. Mm. Like, I want him to not be as passive offensively at times, right? Everything else has been great. I'm ready for that signature Jimmy Butler, you know, a game that they absolutely have to have, like tomorrow against Memphis, where if you win the game, things fall the right way. You could be in the 5 seed.
You could be in the 4 seed if you take care of business again.
Let's go from 6 to 5. Let's just go from 6 to 5.
You're only a couple games back of the Lakers. Why not dream big?
If Memphis loses to Boston, you are in the 5 seed.
So there you go.
So that's tonight.
Yes.
And then we're looking at...
But then you win. You win tomorrow. That knocks them down. Right? And then you're locked in at the 5 for show. See, I'm telling you, dude, tomorrow is the night. We can't have no shows.
Who's the backup head coach now? Who's the interim head coach in Memphis? I don't even know who someone? I will get on that on the other side. But it's an interesting conversation I want to pick up after the injury report. Jimmy Butler, your expectations of him in these next 4 games, in these final 8 games or what? Does he need to step up more? Does he need to be a little more selfish? Joe Shasky seems to think so. I'm kind of like, this is the Jimmy Butler who we're going to see. I think playoff Jimmy is a different player, but the playoffs start right now. They've been happening these last few weeks. We've been talking about this team in a playoff lens, and it really does start tomorrow in Memphis. Injury report time.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Jonathan Kuminga had to leave last night's game against the Spurs at the end of the first half. JK took a hard fall and aggravated his right ankle, same ankle that has caused him to miss almost 2 months of the season. He had to be helped to the locker room, but said after the game that he was, quote, straight, and that he does not expect to miss any time. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's more of your calls. The Warriors blew this team out in San Antonio yesterday, 148-106. Worth calls at 888-957-9570. Do these last two wins kind of wipe away the shine of those ugly first two losses of this road trip? And how massive a game is tomorrow against Memphis? Is this going to make or break the season, this next four-game stretch for you, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. We're halfway home on a Monday here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.